KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Scott Schaefer. A new report by the California Medical Association finds that changes in the state's workers' compensation program are hurting injured employees. Study shows that insurance companies are using new authority under the law to delay or deny treatment to workers hurt on the job. A majority of doctors say they're planning to cut back on the number of worker comp patients they see. With Election Day 1 week away, a new poll finds that four ballot measures supported by Governor Schwarzenegger are losing. Field poll director Mark DiCamillo says the governor's support for the propositions is hurting their chances with voters.
He's really missing the mark when it comes to trying to be able to reach across the aisle. The voters, especially Democrats and nonpartisans, are just not buying what he has to say.
DiCamillo says as voters make up their minds on the measures supported by Schwarzenegger, opposition to them is growing. If you want to vote by absentee ballot in Tuesday's election, today is the last day to request one. Voters in counties with electronic voting machines that have no paper trails are being encouraged to use absentee ballots to make sure their votes count. Sarah Varney explains.
State lawmakers passed a bill last year that requires printed records on electronic voting machines. The law is meant to prevent fraud and provide a paper trail in case of a recount. But that law doesn't go into effect until January. According to an election watchdog group, voters in at least 9 counties will cast their ballot in next week's special election on machines that don't issue a paper receipt. That's about a quarter of all California voters. California Voter Foundation President Kim Alexander says Alameda, Napa, Orange, Riverside, Santa Clara, Plumas, Shasta, Merced, and Tehama counties all use electronic machines with no paper printout. She says if a discrepancy arises, the public can't verify the accuracy of the vote count.
The election will be conducted entirely on vendor software. That software is proprietary, not open to public inspection. And the election officials will be very dependent on those vendors.
In Orange County, Acting Registrar Neil Kelly says the voting machine vendors are kept far away from the vote count on election night, and he has no concerns about the system's accuracy.
Every audit that we've conducted, whether it's our 1% manual recount or even the recounts that we've done, has been 100% accurate, and I think that's very telling for the system.
In an effort to shore up voter confidence, the Secretary of State has ordered counties using electronic voting machines to allow residents the option of casting a paper ballot on Election Day. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
Next week, San Diego voters will elect a new mayor to replace Dick Murphy, who resigned in July amid scandal and a pension deficit of more than $1 billion. The two candidates vying to replace him have strategies for reforming the pension system and averting a possible bankruptcy. So, former police chief Jerry Sanders and city councilwoman Donna Fry are trying to educate voters about the none-too-easy topic of pension reform. It's an issue many other Californians are likely to confront sooner or later. Allison St. John of KPBS in San Diego has more.
Standing next to the fountain in San Diego Civic Plaza, mayoral candidate Jerry Sanders spelled out the details of his financial plan to save the city from its fiscal turmoil. His plan includes changing the city charter to radically alter the kind of pension benefits city employees would get in the future.
I will ask voters to approve a charter change authorizing a less costly plan that combines a safety net defined benefit plan with a new defined contribution plan.
If you ask the average resident on the street, like Laurie Kemp, the difference between a defined benefit and a defined contribution pension plan, not surprisingly, they're often stumped.
Do I know the difference? Ooh. I probably have to think about it really carefully, yes.
Kemp did think about it, and as it turns out, her husband has a defined benefit plan, and she has a defined contribution plan. Her husband's is like the one San Diego City employees have. His pension benefit is guaranteed, depending on how many years he's worked.
He does not make as much in the public sector as he does in the private sector, and so we view it as we're getting that extra benefit later on in life.
Kemp herself has the other kind of pension plan, a defined contribution plan. She puts money into a 401k, and her private sector employer matches it. She knows what's going into the plan, but she doesn't know what she'll get out when she retires.
You are subject to the vagaries of the market and how much you invest.
This defined contribution plan is what Jerry Sanders wants for San Diego employees. It's also what Governor Schwarzenegger tried to get on the ballot for state employees this year, but labor unions blocked it. Sanders' proposal is slightly different. He calls it a hybrid plan. It would be based on defined contributions made by the city and the employees, but it would also have a safety net, a smaller guaranteed benefit. San Diego's other mayoral candidate, Councilwoman Donna Fry, says she's philosophically against the idea of new city employees working side by side with current employees who have a different pension plan. Fry says San Diego's problems stem from having an independent pension board. Speaking after a luncheon debate, she said the city should do what most other California cities do, invest with the state's giant public employees retirement system, CalPERS.
It would eliminate, at a minimum, the mischief on the retirement board. You know, they see themselves as these sort of rogue pirates that are able to do whatever they want to do and have no obligation to actually deal with the city of San Diego, who just, oh, by the way, happens to be the plan sponsor.
Moving the city of San Diego's pension plan to CalPERS would prevent the alleged conflict of interest that created the disastrous $1.4 billion pension deficit in the first place. But Sanders says Fry's idea of moving the city pension plan to CalPERS would do nothing to reduce costs. The disagreement between the two candidates reflects a debate raging across the state. Steve Freites of the Center for Government Analysis at Claremont McKenna College says cities face growing pressure from ballooning pension costs, but abandoning guaranteed benefits would be a tough sell.
San Diego's in much more acute financial trouble, so perhaps that changes the political calculus in San Diego. I think probably we'll see a trend in this direction, but it's going to be a very hard-fought and bloody political battle.
Recent polls put Jerry Sanders well ahead of Donna Fry in the mayor's race. Whoever wins next week will be carefully watched by other cities facing rising pension liabilities. For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, November 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Scott Schaefer. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, committed to improving California's healthcare delivery and financing systems, on the web at chcf.org. Charitable Auto Resources, a full-service vehicle donation program management firm, which helps nonprofit organizations increase their revenue, online at charitableautoresources.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California.